Okay, then. I think we're doing this a little bit more better. Okay, then. If I messed up in the beginning, guys, I'm super duper sorry. My phone is. Anchor isn't working with me. So, hello, guys. It is Sunday. It is Anime Review Sundays. And I finally am posting. I don't think I've posted Anime Review Sundays for a long time. The last time I was gonna post Anime Review Sundays, I didn't like how it sounded, but this time, I decided just to not do a lot of thinking and just go into it. So, without further ado, let's go ahead and get started. So, the anime that we are gonna be discussing today is The Disastrous Life of Saki K. And The Disastrous Life of Saki K Reawakened. I finally decided to actually finish these two animes, and I love it. Starting with my opinion, I love Saki K. I really do love this series. It's funny. It's kind of relatable in some aspects of it. And as much as most people might disagree with me, I also feel like it's somewhat heartfelt. So, a little backstory. If you don't know what The Disastrous Life of Saki K is, it's basically a Japanese gag manga series written and illustrated by Suichi Aso, or Aso? I think it's Aso. And I did do some research on him, and oh snap, sorry guys. Okay, that is embarrassing. Wow. And they stop as soon as I close the window. Perfect. but basically, anyway, I did a little bit more research on the creator of this series, and it turns out I believe that this is his only thing that he has done. So I hope he does more because I feel like he can do more series like this. It's really funny. But an anime television series of the adaptation aired from July 4th, 2016 to December 28th of 2018. So this has been on Netflix, I believe, for a while now. And it literally took me, I want to say 20, it took me like 1 to 2 years to finish off this anime. Thank you, quarantine. But yeah, my opinion, like I stated before, it's fun. I absolutely love this anime. I adore it. I 10 out of 10. I would watch this again, and I would definitely recommend going on Netflix and watching it, because it's absolutely amazing. But let's go ahead. The plot of this is basically understandable. It's basically understandable. So you have this people outside. Really? Why must you be so loud? I'm not even gonna edit some of the stuff out because I don't know how to edit yet. But so basically, the series is kind of, like I said, it's about Saiki Kusuo, and he has this he has he's basically a psychic with all like psychic abilities that you can think of. And he kind of gives us the watcher this perspective, like, oh, like people usually think like having psychic abilities is the best thing in the world. I can teleport wherever I want to go. I can read people's minds. I can like do pyrokinesis and like have fire. I can create fire. I can do all this stuff. I can levitate things. I can float. I'm basically super duper strong. Anybody would love to have this power. And Saiki, because he states this even in like the first episode, like, I'm the most unluckiest and the most unhappiest man alive because of my powers. And he definitely states that because of his powers, he can't really enjoy anything. No birthdays, no movies, he can't really enjoy anything. And so he kind of decides, I just want to live my life with nobody around. I don't want to make any friends. I don't want to have any contact with people. I just want to isolate myself and be alone. Hashtag relatable. But he gets dragged into these situations with other characters that, you know, turn out to become his friends in as the series develops. And look, I love the characters. Like, this entire, the characters are so funny because they find themselves in situations that I can't even describe it, because the characters find themselves in situations that makes you think, like, wow, that's not necessary. At the end of the day, I would love to do the same thing. And you know what? It's definitely, I definitely love the characters. I can't express that. Chiyo, Kokomi, or Teruhashi. Who else? I know there's Kaido, Nendo. There's also Eren, Hiro, and Saiko. I know he's in there too. Aira, Tortuga, Akechi, like Mira, like all of those characters are amazing in their own different way. I love how Nendo's really, really dumb, but at the same time, he is kind of smart. He is not even kind of, he is somewhat smart. And he's also just a very, like, fun-loving guy. Like, sure, his face looks like a butt, but at the end of the day, you know, he has a big heart. He's like a cuddle bear. I love Kaido, who suffers from, I think it's Chibunyo? I don't know how to really pronounce that. So, someone correct me if I'm wrong. But I love how he believes, you know, he has this power when reality he doesn't. And then, of course, you have Eren, who's very trustworthy, who used to be this delinquent. You also have, you know, Aurora. Aurora is probably one of my most favorite characters in this series. How she has a thing for Saiki, but at the same time, she's not as clingy. Teresica, who's a massive pervert. Akechi, who is, you know, Saiki's best, like, past acquaintance, like, friend. Hero, who's super, like, energetic and outgoing. You have, like, Chiyo, who is just this, she's kind of just a stereotypical, I don't want to say stereotypical, but she's just basically like this plain girl who just kind of is really just there. And then, of course, there's also Teruhashi. I don't really like her, but I can't think of anything good with her. But speaking of characters, Teruhashi, I gotta get this rant out the way. I really do. I don't like Teruhashi. Kokomi, I don't like her. The reason why I don't like her is, like, usually there are a lot of characters I have watched with the animes I have watched, where I don't like that character, but I can still see them as, I don't like you, but at the same time, I can let you slide. Because maybe they can redeem themselves, or maybe they redeem themselves, or they've done something where it makes me look at them in a new light that said, you know what, I don't like you, but you did something to help you pass, to move up on my liking list. So you know what, you get in there. But Teruhashi? No, I don't like her. Even though she was basically created to be like this perfect girl, you know? She's so persistent about Kokomi. Wait, what? She's so persistent about Saiki and wanting to get with him. Like, she really is the perfect girl, and that's the one thing that irritates me about Kokomi. I've met people before who is very much like Teruhashi. Like, I've met people like them, and they're irritating, which is why she gets on my nerves. And the fact that, you know, Teruhashi tries her best to put up this, you know, perfect persona, it's just, I don't know, it's just irritating. But all the other characters I love. I want to say one of my personal favorite is really Aurora, and it isn't because, like, it really isn't because she's an African American. I don't want anyone else to think that. I really like her because of her personality. Yes, she has a thing for Psyche, but she kind of knows how to respect Psyche in a way where she can back off. She's not afraid to kind of tell Psyche and, like, not put him in his place, but, like, to tell Psyche off. Her personality is something that I love within her. Her character, like, just her character is absolutely amazing, you know? And the fact that she's also, like, a psychic is also super cool. Like, you know, she's this sort of crystal ball wielding character. What is it called? Hold on. Oracle. There we go. She's kind of like this oracle. And, you know, the fact that she realized, like, oh, you also have, like, magic. You also are a psychic and everything else. That's cool. That means we're meant to be together. How she believes in fate. It's just funny to me. She's a really good character. I personally ship her and Psyche together. I really need to make an episode on shipping on one day. Because I don't like shipping. But I ship those two. I think they're really cute together. Let's see. What else about the disasters of Sakake do I like? Besides the fact that it's just a very hilarious anime, I just love it. You know, the opening and the ending. Actually, I take that back. The first opening I don't really like because I feel like it sort of doesn't suit the anime. Like, when I first saw the first opening, I was like, oh man, you know, this is actually kind of like a very somberistic type music. It doesn't scream out, hey, this is a funny gag anime, you know. It definitely took me by surprise. I don't know if they did that on purpose, but personally I don't really like the first opening. But the rest of the openings that happen afterwards, especially the endings, is by far my favorite. I think my two favorite endings is, well, I think there's only two endings. No, there's three. I think there's more. I think there's only three. But the two endings I personally love is Psyche, I Love You, and the one where Psyche, Aurora, and Terahashi are all singing together. I love those two. My favorite opening, I can't choose. Oh, excuse me. I can't choose. Like, I love them. Oh, man. But now we're going into the reawaken of Psyche K. And I feel like I have a little bit more to say on, like, all of this all together. And the reawaken version, spoilers, by the way, if you haven't seen it. But in the reawaken version, you know, the voice actors have changed. And this is the thing that really just threw me off. With the characters, voice actors that changed, it sounded like everyone's voice actor has changed. Like, everyone's voice actor. All except for Nendo's, which means Kusuo or Psyche. Aaron sounds like he's the same. I have to re-go back and watch that. Because maybe I wasn't paying too much to Aaron. But I noticed that now I'm thinking, did Hero's voice actor change too? Okay, those are three things I need to look. Two people I need to listen to. Aaron and Hero. But Psycho. No, I think Aaron's voice... Great, now that's gonna be on my brain all day until I actually have to look at it. But I mean Terahashi, Chio, Aura's, Torisika's, like, everyone's voice actor in the entire series except for Nendo's stays the same. And you know what, the majority of the voice actors that changed in the reawakening I absolutely adore. Okay, they did a good job. I love all of those. The new voice actors are amazing. Personally, I love the new voice changes, all except for Aurora's. I don't like her voice. It's like her voice sounds too preppy. Like, it sounds like Kim Kardashian. I really want to say it sounds like Kim Kardashian, but it's like her voice actor, that was like the one voice actor I definitely just do not like. The one voice change, I take that back. Not the voice actor, but the voice change is something I definitely do not like. The only reason why I don't like the voice change is, like I said, it sounds way too preppy. But other than that, it's fine. Other than that, I definitely enjoy her. I definitely enjoy this series. I do want to say that I feel like Reawaken is more, it gets more laughs out of me than the first one did. And the reason why I say that, because there's been many moments where I watched Reawaken and I laughed. I can't remember laughing with the first one, The Disastrous Life of Saki K. I didn't laugh any of those. They were just enjoyable. With the Reawaken one, it was more hilarious. And I want to say out of the Reawakened, like the entire episodes, because I think there's only like 6 episodes there. Because I do know a fourth season is along the way. We just don't know when. But the But the one episode I love is how we get to see Psyche just without, like, his quote-unquote powers for the few minutes that we get him, you know? Because he's just like, I finally don't have any powers anymore ever since the volcano incident, and I feel like a normal human being. And of course, you know, trouble comes. And he's just like, and his brother obviously is like trying to get him to be like, yo, you gotta go save the world, man, or else we're all going to perish. We're all going to die. And of course, Psyche's like, no, I'm not doing that. I'm not the hero. I am just normal Psyche Kusuo. I don't have any powers. I'm a totally normal kid. I'm a totally normal teen. And, you know, Kusuke, his brother, is just like, okay, yeah, sure. Okay, believe it. And then we get one of the most, I think this is the most, like, emotional episode I've ever felt. You know? Like, this Reawaken was probably hit me more on, like, the emotional, what I think. The mom episode, where all of the moms came together. And the last episode. Those were definitely just, man, just beautiful. But other than that, I really don't have anything really else to say. I'm sorry if this is like a really boring review. I'm really just working. My body is really just running on nothing but water, which means I have to really get something that I'm possibly going to go get an orange because my body is just working on massively of water. But so I will definitely see you guys later, and I will do a double upload again today, but I possibly will do it later in the night. But anyway, I'll see you. Bye. Oh snap. Okay.